Extreme, More Than Words, 105.7 CFW. Mike McKay along with you. Happy Wednesday. If you're just getting your day started, hope it's going to be a great day today. Hope it's the 16th of April. We'll treat you well today. Yesterday, hopefully you got your taxes all in, got that stuff all taken care of. Speaking of taxes, I saw this, that in England, they have to actually pay a special yearly tax to have one of these in England. I'll tell you what it is in less than 10 minutes. Right now, Pat Benatar.
We are young, hearted to heart. We stand. No promises, no demands.
This is 105.7 CFW. CFW.
We walked the loneliest mile. We smile without any style. We kiss altogether wrong. No intention. We lie about each other's strengths. We live without each other thinking what anyone would do without me and you. It's like I told you, only the lonely can play. So hold on, here we go. Hold on to nothing we know.
Tells only the lonely. 105.7 CFW. Mike McKay along with you. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Hope it's going to be a good one today. Thank you for letting me hang out with you. I appreciate that on this, the 16th of April. A lot of people, of course, meet on dating apps. I'm curious, where did you meet your significant other? Head over to our Facebook page, 105.7 CFW. Click that like button if you haven't done so yet. Same with my Mike McKay page. Or, as always, text me through that Civic Media app. Okay? So where did you meet your significant other? Somewhere unique or not unique? Whatever. Just share this morning.
Don't ask me what you know is true. Don't have to tell you, I love your precious heart. I was standing, you were there, two worlds collided, and they could never tear us apart. We could live for a thousand years, but if I hurt you, I make wine from your tears. I told you that we could fly. We all have wings.
105.7 CFW in excess and never tear us apart. Mike McKay along with you. All right, yesterday, of course, was tax deadline day, and unless you filed for an extension, you were supposed to have your taxes in yesterday, and hopefully you got that all taken care of. It's such a fun task every year, isn't it, to do taxes, whether you do them on your own or you have somebody do them. It just, I don't know, tax day, it sucks. I don't care. It just, it's awful. Anyway, so I came across this and I thought I would share this with you. I did not realize this, but in England, you are actually taxed a yearly tax just for owning one of these. So do you know what it is? It's a television set. Yes, not to, you know, I mean, obviously if you've got cable or, you know, or satellite or whatever, you get taxed on that service into your television, but this, a yearly tax just for having a TV in your home in England. And that's per television. So if you've got multiple TVs, just think about your house. If you had a tax in your house right now or your apartment or wherever you live, if you got taxed per TV in your home, let's say the tax was $50 a year for you just to have a TV in your home, how much would you get taxed extra per year if you were living in England? I'm thinking about our house. Let's just put it this way. That's just another reason why I'm glad we don't live in England.
Lake Halley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. 105.7 CFW.
If your old asphalt roof looks road hard, leaving you wet, 10 years before it was supposed to,
Bjorkstrand.
Who you need to be calling?
Bjorkstrand.
Gonna try another asphalt roof, hoping things turn out better? Good luck with that.
Bjorkstrand.
Tell you what, right now you can get yourself a metal roof and save
10%.
Hey, this is the best price of the year. Kind of price the employees pay. So call them today.
Bjorkstrand.
237-2678.
So she has this habit of tapping her forefinger lightly against her lips whenever she's thinking about what she wants to say next.
It's never what you expect.
I've come to understand that when she does it, she's not just thinking, she's really listening with affection.
It's rarely the same thing twice.
Like, my thoughts matter enough for her to pause and really reflect before she speaks.
And it's always magical.
At Lasker Jewelers, we've started thousands of conversations with customers by asking,
"Tell me what you love about her."
She treats each exchange as something worthy of thought, worthy of love.
And once we know,
we can show
the perfect piece for her, she'll love. That's the Lasker way.
And for 100 years, it's made Lasker's the easiest place to shop for diamonds and jewelry in America.
My sister and I are humbled that people from around the world have come to our family's stores
to buy just the right one
for just the right one.
It's such a profound sign of respect and love.
I'm Nicole.
And I'm Liz.
Before you ask her, Lasker.
With low crop prices, do you ever wonder if you would be better off just renting out all or part of your farm to a trusted farmer? Peck Farms, a respected name in the community, is seeking farmland to rent. Why not give Peck Farms a try for a year to see how they use soil testing, crop rotation, no-till, and other cutting-edge farming practices to care for your farm? Call or text Mark Peck, 715-894-7772. You can also email markpeck302@gmail.com.
CFW.
Oh,
push it good. Push it real good.
Push it. Push it.
Yo, 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 baby pop. Yeah, you. Come here, give me a kiss. Better make it fast or else I'm gonna get pissed. Hard like I wish you would. Now push it. Push it good. Push it real good. Push it good. Push it real good.
Push it.
Girls were interesting. Salt and Pepper and Push It. 105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. Mike McKay along with you. So the conversation this morning out on our Facebook page is, where did you meet your significant others? I know a lot of people, especially now, they meet or have met on dating apps. But where did you meet your significant other? Okay, share out on our Facebook page, 105.7 CFW, or my Mike McKay page. Click the like button on both of those if you have not done so yet. Or you can always text me through that Civic Media app, which I hope is on your smartphone. If you don't have that app, you should go get the Civic Media app. So where did you meet your significant other? According to Tara, who texted me through the Civic Media app, she said, I met my husband. We were working in the same place. We did not get along when we first met at all. He thought he knew everything, and he didn't. But we've been together for 20 years. It's worked out. Well, good. I'm happy to hear that for you, too.
Yeah.
Eau Claire Mornings with Mike McKay on 105.7 CFW.
Yeah. Can you feel it, baby? I can too.
It's Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch and Good Vibrations 105.7 CFW. Mike, along with you, don't forget the Walk to Defeat ALS Chippewa Valley is coming up Saturday, May 31st. Now, you might think, oh, that's a ways away, but this is a perfect time to either start a team, join a team, or register as an individual and start to get pledges together to raise money for ALS and the fight against ALS. What a that's just such a horrible, horrible disease. And this is such a great walk too. It's a really excellent, excellent event. It's going to take place at Irvin Park, and it'll be Saturday, May 31st. If you'd like to know more info or to get your team together, a lot of people get their family members together. A lot of the teams are like coworkers from work and get everybody together for this. But anyway, no matter how you want to do this, if you go to Walk to Defeat ALS, and there's no spaces in there, walktodefeatals.org, all the info's there. You can get signed up, everything you need to know. So again, the Walk to Defeat ALS Chippewa Valley is coming up Saturday, May 31st. Again, all the info you need, go to walktodefeatals.org and get all the info that you need. Any questions you have, they'll answer them for you and get that team together. And don't forget, too, if you are part of an organization, you've got some nonprofit event, some fundraiser, something happening, go to our Civic Media app, email us through it, let us know about it, and we'll be sure to pass it along to everybody in the Chippewa Valley.
And more. 105.7
By the look in my eyes, baby, there was some.
57 CFW REO Speedwagon, keep on loving you. So how did you meet your significant other? That is the conversation this morning out on Facebook, 1057 CFW. Share your story on my Mike McKay page. You can do the same thing, or you can text me through the Civic Media app. Ron dropped me a text through the Civic Media app, said, "Hey, Mike, I met my girlfriend who we've been dating for about 4 years when we got into an accident with one another. Wasn't serious. She slid on some ice and banged into my truck. Didn't do much damage, but we exchanged phone numbers and insurance information. About 3 months later, I saw her at a restaurant and said, 'Hey, I know you.' She said, 'You ran into me.' He said, 'No, you ran into me.' He said, we both laughed. And she said, 'You know what? You should buy me a cup of coffee.' I did, and we've been dating ever since." Hey, that's kind of neat. That's not too bad. So how did you meet your significant other? Head over to our Facebook page and share.
Chippewa Falls wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning, 105.7 CFW.
I love the way he balances the grocery cart on its back wheels every time we reach the dairy aisle.
It's never what you expect.
It's like clockwork. He looks so focused and serious while he's doing it.
It's rarely the same thing twice.
Like a kid practicing a trick he's been refining for months.
And it's always magical.
At Lasker Jewelers, we've started thousands of conversations with customers by asking,
"Tell me what you love about him."
The way he grins when he manages to hold it steady for a few seconds.
And once we know,
we can show
the perfect piece for him he'll love. That's the Lasker way.
And for 100 years, It's Made Laskers, the easiest place to shop for diamonds and jewelry in America.
My sister and I are humbled that people from around the world have come to our family's stores
to buy just the right one
for just the right one.
Now I understand it's his little ritual.
I'm Nicole.
And I'm Liz.
Before you ask her, Lasker.
The Midwest's newest music event, Summer Jam, is coming June 20th and 21st to Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Summer Jam is two big days of music from Everclear, Rick Springfield, Live, and Leonard Skinner. Sweet home Alabama, where the skies are blue. Summer Jam has more. Marshall Tucker Band, Collective Soul, and the Black Crowes. VIP, general admission tickets, and campsites are on sale. Get yours and check out the full lineup. Go to SummerJamWI.com now. Summer Jam 2025 in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Go to SummerJamWI.com now. Don't miss this party. Looking to rent out farmland? Why not rent your land to Peck Farms for a year? You'll see why landowners enjoy partnering with Peck Farms year after year to improve soil health, fertility, and sustainability. To learn more, call or text Mark Peck, 715-894-7772, or email markpeck302@gmail.com. Partner with Peck Farms, because great farming starts with great partnerships.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing, Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at peckroofinginc.com.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking applicants for the Wolf Advisory Committee. According to a press release, the advisory committee will be tasked with implementing the Wisconsin Wolf Management Plan approved in 2023. The agency is looking to fill 10 stakeholder seats with two applicants from five stakeholder categories. Those categories include hunting and trapping, agricultural and ranching, environmental, and conservation science and education. Applications for the committee will be accepted until May 4th. A recent report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum found that nearly 40% of the school referendum questions posed in the April election were similar to previously proposed questions. 94 referendums were proposed on the April ballot, with a little more than half of them being approved. According to the report, 36 of those 94 referendum questions were attempts by districts to pass a referendum that had narrowly failed in a previous election. The report also found that some of the referendums were being proposed for a third or fourth time. A Chetek man accused of making a terrorist threat against the Barron County Sheriff's Department has been found guilty by a jury. According to court documents, 35-year-old Matthew Gade was charged over a year ago after a detective received a message from him saying if the county touched his child support check, he would, quote, make world news. He also allegedly had a previous court record of making comments about killing law enforcement officers. He was found guilty in a one-day trial on Monday and is scheduled for sentencing in June. The Menominee School Board voted to close down Downsville Elementary School at the end of the school year. The school board voted 6-3 this week in favor of closing the school after persistent struggles with staffing and declining enrollment. Officials say less than 10 students were enrolled for kindergarten at the school for the 2025-2026 school year. School board officials say the closure will not result in layoffs and staff will be transferred to different roles in the district. The school board is also looking for public input on what to do with the building. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Chippewa Valley
weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A good-looking mid-April day with plenty of sunshine and a break from the wind. High temperatures in the upper 50s. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low near 43. On Thursday, showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm as well, with highs in the lower 60s. Right now, it's 26 degrees. CFW.
105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. Mike McKay along with you. If you are headed to work, don't forget, make sure you have us on at work. And if you can't get us in on the radio, or maybe you can't have a radio, we stream through our website, wcfw.fm. You can listen to us through your smart speaker. Just say play WCFW, or of course that free Civic Media app on your smartphone. You can listen to us anywhere, anytime. So a lot of different ways for you to do what you're doing right now, listening to us. And that's what counts. Here's Van Morrison now, 105.7 CFW.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came. Down in the hollow, playing a new game. Laughing and running, hey, hey. Skipping and jumping. In the misty morning fog with our hearts that thumping. And you, my brown-eyed girl. And you, my brown-eyed girl. And whatever happened to Tuesday and so slow? Gone down the old man with a transistor radio. Standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall. Slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. And you, my brown-eyed girl. Do you remember when we used to sing sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la
la 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 la. The other day, my, you have grown. Cast my memory back there a lot. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you. My brown-eyed girl, and you, my brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la. 105.7 CFW.
I should have known better than to let you go alone. It's times like these, can't make it on my own. Wasted days and sleepless nights. I can't wait to see you.
Beggar's Whitesnake, 105.7 CFW, McKay in the morning along with you. 30 is our temp right now. We're going to go to 60 today. We're going to get plenty of sunshine today. A few passing clouds, but that's it. Should be a good day if you can get outside and enjoy it a little bit anyway. Maybe even at work today, go out and take a little walk over one of your breaks or maybe lunch hour or something like that. So we're talking this morning, how did you meet your significant other? Stop by our Facebook page, 105.7 CFW. Let me know. You can always text me, too, through the Civic Media Act. Nicole dropped me a text. She said a mutual friend invited us both out to a bar for karaoke. Oh, okay. So if you're going to do that, too, if you know that it's going to be someone, do you make sure that you sing just the right karaoke song? You know, just in case.